All right.
And we're go. First of all, I want to say hi, Mom. Second of all, I want to say, Mom, stop listening.
All right.
Tune out.
Tune in.
Turn it off.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't been on the podcast in over a year and a half. I don't know that much because that's the last time I did it. It has to be at least two, three years since you've been on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. No, it's been like a year and a half, I'd say.
I don't even remember if I actually posted those, because a lot of those I was really drunk and
typically, we were pretty.
When I get really fucked up in podcasts, I think it's really cool, and then like I go and listen like 10 seconds of it later.
Decide not
to post it. It's not going up. This is not going online here.
Yeah, drunk you thinking, sober you, not so much.
Yeah.
It's like a nope.
Excuse me. Yeah, so, okay, so what's up with you've been posting on Facebook, Sammy, all right, hold on. First of all, I gotta do an intro, but I've got a question for you.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and play this. Guy's got the intro.
Yeah,
I can do this now.
I'm digging this.
Right, this is the thing.
This is classical. I'm like, this is classical. Right back to the
start. What better way to begin? See, only English rappers can do this, right? And sin. Before the gloss
was taken off, back to sandcastles and grins. I really like this guy, though.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's really good.
Scroobius Pip. Very normal birth. No wise men did attend. Born into my family as son. Anyway, he tells the whole story. It's 1,000 words long. It's a really cool song.
I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah.
I like listening to it. I hate new music. Like, I really do. It's terrible, but I like to hear new artists, you know.
Right.
Try to expand.
I hate radio-fed music.
Mainstream.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. The only way to hear, like, find good music is if you're, like, looking for it or word of mouth.
Yeah.
Through friends.
You hear the puppies back there.
Little puppy.
Eight of them.
So cute.
I like your 70s headphones, bro.
Right? They're probably from the 70s.
I actually dig it, yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
Classic.
They fit.
It puts out like a really like radio DJ vibe,
right?
Actually.
Right? Yeah. I'm professional.
Yeah.
You professional?
I'm professional. So you've been practicing, what, ceremonies and posting pictures on Facebook? Doesn't the Facebook pictures kind of negate the power of the ceremony, though? Like, look at me, I'm ceremonying.
I'm ceremonious. I mean, I like photography, though, so, like, I like to capture, like, in the moment, and I don't know, like, it's kind of like a Wiccan. See, I'm not, like, I wouldn't say I'm full Wiccan, but I definitely practice, witchcraft, and when you say that, like, people are like, oh my god, witchcraft.
Yep,
she must, like, you know, blood sacrifices and everything like that. It's nothing like that at all.
Right. There's definitely a power to sitting down and making a ceremony out of something.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful, though. I have my sisters who do it with me, and it's a really powerful thing. Like, the energy that goes into it, and, you know, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, unless you're there, really, and it's just a really beautiful thing that, you know, we can all bond on, pretty much. Like, it's just spiritual, really, more than
sorry, dude.
Spiritual. Yeah, America.
It's all spiritual. Crack open a beer with the boys.
Cracking a cold one.
It's cool, man, to have, like, you know, some kind of spiritual connection, and, you know, especially with some friends, you know, that always makes it better. You can always, like, reflect off each other, you know, and learn more about yourself, learn more about you know, your friend, you know, on multiple levels. So,
but the beautiful, cool, like, stuff. The beautiful thing about Wicca or like stuff like that is we respect everybody. You know, it's everybody's differences, whether, you know, you're Christian, you're Jewish, you're Buddhist, you're whatever. Like, we respect it, and it's more of, like, a religion of Mother Nature. That's the best way to describe it. Just a love for Mother Nature.
And it's been around for longer than Christianity, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's actually a lot of Christianity is based off of.
Right, they adapted it to
pagan
to stuff. Try to get people in areas to conform to their religion when they kind of came in and took over. They just adapted and merged with it.
Yeah. Like kind of in a way.
They like the date of Christmas was originally
like Yule. Yule, that's pretty much what Christmas is. Yule for Wiccans is Christmas.
So what is Yule?
I never heard of that.
Yule is pretty much you've heard of a Yule log and stuff like that, right?
Like, how do you spell that?
Y-U-L-E. Just Yule. Yeah. Hmm. And pretty much, like, you get a Yule log. You'll hear it in some Christmas songs or, you know, stuff like, I don't know, just like Christmas or shit. I don't fucking know. But, excuse me. But yeah, no, it's like Yule. Christmas was based kind of off Yule. There's a. Another eight holy days, that's what they're called. There's eight holy days, and there's Samhain. I think I'm saying that right. I don't really know. Please don't, you know. Yeah. But it's Halloween. Halloween is called Samhain, and it's pretty much...
Same theme?
Yeah. You're just celebrating spirits and the energies. I don't know. You don't have to dress up, but you're just celebrating.
Is that's more of a Christian adaptation or American adaptation? Christians don't really do the Halloween thing, do they?
Actually, yeah. in their own way, like growing up, I would like say Jehovah Witnesses the church, is a no. Like the
Jehovah Witnesses would be like the not celebratory. Yeah,
that's so they're weird.
Yeah, they don't count.
But like it's not the same. Like growing up in like different churches. They would have, you know, something for, you know, the community where they set up, like, games.
Oh, yeah,
fall and they'd have, like, candies and stuff like that, yeah.
Right.
You know, for kids and stuff.
Right. Well, it's like, fall festival, you know, the reap. At the end of the year, the harvest time, it's kind of a celebratory thing and has been for forever.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's just kind of like the death, the decay, all the leaves are rotting, so you're going to celebrate death.
The transformation.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty much. Like, we just did the summer solstice, and I think that's what you were talking about, Dolan, where we were celebrating the summer solstice, which is, like, Litha. That's what we call it. But, yeah, it's just pretty much the changing of, you know, the springtime to summer, and then we're going into fall, and we're just celebrating certain, you know, aspects of it. I don't know. It's pretty cool. Like I said, it's just like an energy kind of thing. It's a beautiful thing when you're there.
Did he leave his phone out here?
Who?
Casey.
I don't know. It could be anybody's phone, really.
I just texted him asking him to keep it down. I heard a ding over there. Like, oh, god damn it.
Typical Casey.
Oh, man.
No wonder he doesn't answer his phone.
Yeah, right. He never has it on him. Shit.
Good luck.
I could hear him through the microphone.
So what have you been up to, Dolan, with your... Have you been doing any, like, of your soaps and stuff like that?
My boy here has been exercising, actually.
Yeah. And I've been
I've been proud of him, actually.
Working out, getting healthy. My goal is to do MMA.
Fuck yeah.
But, or jiu-jitsu, at least. I don't know about MMA. I don't really, I got a carpal tunnel in my wrist, and anytime I lift something the wrong way or, like, move my wrist the wrong way, it'll hurt for, like, a week. So I don't know if I can, like, strike or punch. Maybe after
get
building
like a
up
brace.
The strength. Yeah, probably. That would be the best thing to do. But I want to do jiu-jitsu so I can grapple and do takedowns and choke people out and stuff. And, be able to actually necks. Like
put people to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Like shut up.
peacefully take somebody down if I have to. That's the idea behind it. But yeah, I've been doing that, working out and everything. I haven't really been making soap. That has been on the back burner for a while now, longer than the podcast. It's been about 2 years since I've made soap.
Word.
But I'm getting back into the podcast.
Hell yeah.
The thing about the soap is that I can't really automate it. It's really hard to fit in with the busy schedule.
And it's so, like, there's so many people doing handmade shit. Like, that's where I'm falling into with my hand, like, with my business that I'm trying to start. Everybody's doing it. It's right. So hard to, like...
You gotta compete.
Get out there. Yeah, it is. And, like, you gotta follow certain rules, you know, especially if you're doing, like, beauty stuff, like health stuff, you have to follow certain regulations and stuff like that. Or you can, like, you know, say it's a certain good where you don't have to do that, but, you know.
Right, like my soap, it was good for eczema, acne. It had a lot of benefits. Help with poison ivy.
Cool.
It's good to wash after a sunburn. But I couldn't say any of that when I'm trying to sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't legally market it as that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I could say it now that my business isn't, it doesn't even exist anymore. So I can talk about that. But it's not, I'm not saying, hey, go buy my soap. It'll help with this.
Because, yeah, you can't say that.
I don't
that.
Have any soap. You can't buy it.
Aww. I want to get some.
go buy some handmade weird. Natural soap, because it will help with pretty much any skin conditions you have. You want to make sure you have a healthy skin flora. Because that's important. Like, it's a defense mechanism against all, like, because there's good bacteria and bad bacteria, right? If you have the good bacteria on your skin, it helps to fight against all the other stuff, you know.
And then the bad shit will just be like, we're gonna kill you.
Since it's the same idea behind eating yogurt and probiotics.
Yeah. Exactly. The good, like, the good probiotic, and then you got the bad bacteria in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
That gut bacteria. I was gonna actually ask Gandhi, you're doing your business still? You're the car business?
Man, I'm such a procrastinator.
I've
totally lost focus. I'm just like,
it's hot, man.
So
it's
hot. I get burnt out from work. I just get home and I just don't feel like doing anything, honestly. But you know, that's just another excuse. I just got to get on top of my shit.
I'm having
you know?
That same thing right now. I get home from work and I'm like, I'm going to build my business up. I'm going to do this and that.
Right.
I get home from work and I'm like,
oh. Right. You wake up, you're like, man, I'm going to fucking do this today. Yeah. And then, like, at the end of the day, forget what you thought. Yeah.
The hardest part is, like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to record a podcast. But then I need people to come on with me. And it's like, well, these people are also getting off of work and tired too. So
yeah,
I have to kind of motivate, like, oh, dude, if I'm going to do this, you can do it too. We got this together. But it's, oh, man.
I literally was fighting with Dolan in my brain. Sorry, Gandhi, say what you were going to say.
You got to come with us to Rockville next year.
I want to go so bad. I was, so sad that I could not go this year. I was so sad.
Oh,
Crystal
yeah.
told me that next year she's got me on tickets.
What?
Hopefully.
Hell yeah. Crystal was who Casey was hanging out with the whole time.
Oh, her. Oh.
Yeah.
I only met her then. There.
That's the one I typically do my rituals with.
Crazy witch lady.
Yeah, we crazy witch women.
Just don't get all crazy on me and it's... all the crazy good.
You like my crazy.
No, I don't know if I'm going to go to Rockville next year. It really depends on the lineup they have.
I haven't seen all your crazies.
I don't know. I think you have. Maybe.
Everybody's crazy. Everybody's got levels of crazy that nobody else has seen, too.
That's true.
A real crazy thing. You never really know a person. You know a person for 10 years and...
Yeah, like, really, until you live with somebody, I would say, like, live with somebody, and then you see that person for, like, who they are, like.
Yeah, that's why I'm afraid to, like, be roommates with friends in particular, you know, because I wouldn't want to ruin that friendship just because, you know,
that's typically,
you know, things didn't work out living together, you know.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah, I get you, man. Like, I had people who wanted to help me out. You know, because my house is going into foreclosure right now, unfortunately. Yeah,
and that's really not sad. That's not on you, right? That's your landlord losing the place?
Yeah, we've been paying him for the past 3 years, and he's been pocketing the rent the whole time and not paying the mortgage. So, of course, we get screwed, and we have to keep paying him.
Dude.
We have to keep paying him, or he can evict us. So, yay, Florida. Like, that's the law here.
Yeah, that's not good. How do you know it's going into foreclosure, though?
We got the papers. We actually got them on JC's birthday, my stepdad's birthday. We got them on his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Whoa. Yeah. And then we got papers that are telling us the auction for the house is going to be July 30th, this July.
Man, maybe you could buy the house.
Yeah. We're hoping, but it's they're probably, for the auction, they're going to start out at $1.2 million. That's where they're gonna start.
Wow. You know what, dude? It's such a nice spot. You know, anytime.
But they're wanting to tear it down. They're wanting to tear it down.
Really?
Yeah.
That's some shit.
What, to like rebuild another house, or you don't know what for?
I'm not sure exactly what for, because they could split up the property if they wanted to and make profit off of it. And that's what JC's trying to talk with investors about, is, you know, getting investors to get the house for us. And then we can kind of, you know, build off of the property and pay them, you know, back in full and some, you know, hopefully profit off of it with lakefront freaking house, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a nice lake too. All the houses on that on Bear Lake are fucking
It's beautiful.
Nice.
I mean, it needs work. Like, our house really does need some serious work, but it's gorgeous, man. I love it. I love it so much.
It's just older. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad house, though.
So. Trying to find the right word. I don't know.
Aging.
Not cozy. 70-ish. What's the word?
Dilapidated?
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
You got this.
It's on the fuck. No, it's gonna take me forever to remember.
Yeah. Podcast. Moving on. So how about that?
If you think
weather?
About it though, just blurt it out.
Okay.
So how about that weather? 110 degrees.
My gosh, it is like living in two hells. So
two
terrible.
Hells. Two hells. Where's your rituals at, man? You gotta bring in the snow.
This weather is too powerful, man. This weather is too powerful.
You need more
the
people.
The sun god is too real right now.
You got a chant that you can give the listeners to join in with
dancer.
The original and join in your ritual and give you more power to summon more cooler weather for us.
You know, I can
just pray.
I'll try to do a chant, you know, but not saying it's gonna work. Highly doubt it with this climate, whatever it's called. Climate change. What is it?
Global warming.
Global warming. Yes.
Oh, who knows? It's fake news.
It's real. So real, though.
Windmills.
The Arctic was 84 degrees this past week. That's insane.
Well, it's the northern hemisphere. It's summertime, you know.
Yeah. I can literally feel the atmosphere thinning out every year that goes by.
But the summer, seriously, like the summers here have gotten hotter.
That's what
and
I'm
hotter,
saying.
And it's so unbearable
That's
this
what I'm
summer.
Saying.
It's so fucking
it's gonna
insane.
Get to a point where like
nobody
I don't know,
wants
or,
to
are we
outside.
Just adapting?
I think we're gonna have to adapt until we're underwater.
I'm totally about being a mermaid.
I mean,
so.
I you know, we just need a bubble. We'll
I'm
live
scared
like
of the ocean, dude.
Well,
the unknown.
Yeah,
basically.
I mean,
basically.
we have only explored what 10% of the ocean.
Right.
What's that squirrel in SpongeBob?
Ah, Sandy.
Sandy
cheeks.
Yeah. Sandy cheeks. She lives under the ocean in a bubble.
Yeah,
she's you can do that. Cheeky. I can do that. I'm confident in my abilities to bubble-fy my trailer.
We just have to figure
out
how to
do
it first.
You're going to be an underwater astronaut? Or...
Yeah.
What would that... Marine knot? Does that make sense?
There you go.
Yeah.
A marine knot.
We know what you mean.
A marine knot. Should I say that five times?
Marine knot.
A knot marine.
Marine knot. Climate change. Fake news.
All right. I'm going to skirt what I just said, because that was...
Skirt! Changing directions now. So how about that weather? Oh, wait. Sorry, I already used that one. Can't go back that way now. No more talking about the weather.
No, so where are you learning your MMA and stuff? Because I did kickboxing and martial arts and stuff like that, and it was honestly my favorite freaking thing. I miss it.
There's a place in Altamont this lady was telling me about that's cheap. And that is the one and only lead that I have so far. But right now, I'm working on going to
What is it called?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, you can't.
It's in Altamont. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's in my messenger thing. I have to go and look, but I didn't memorize the name or anything. I'm not going
yet.
I'm not going yet. Right now, I'm focused on going to the gym and building up my strength a little bit more, working on my core, working on my arms, my legs, all that. Getting myself to
and it'll help you with discipline.
Right,
it'll help you discipline yourself and your body, and like you know, like make your brain work a certain way.
Right, it changes the way you think, the way you behave. So when you go and
your choices.
Take these classes. You have the discipline to go once a week, twice a week, whatever, to the gym and train.
Yeah.
You're already there. You're already moving that direction. You got your diet right. And
like we were saying, coming home and just being tired and stuff, like,
you fuck that. Get up and move.
You have to, yeah, like, it changes your brain. And that's why I miss it, honestly, because I've been such a procrastinator lately. You know, and I have my business, you know, Orchid Sister Oils and Herbs, and it's
so just, what is that?
What is that?
Yeah.
Pretty much I've got, like, bath soaks going on right now, like, herbal bath soaks. And then I have all-natural oils, very simple ingredients, you know, so it's good for your skin, good for Mother Nature.
Yeah.
And then I have some candles going on.
Ooh, I gotta get one of those.
I have hand cream and foot cream. Yeah, I brought one for him and then it broke. Oh, so sad.
Smells good. But it's fixable. I'll take a lighter to it. Yeah.
It's fixable.
Melt it a little bit.
But whenever I see you next or we get together, I'll definitely give you one.
Okay.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Damn it.
I know you, bro.
Can't play. You know what? Only real men like pink, so.
This is true.
You know, I'm going to rock it.
No, but seriously.
I don't know. I guess blue.
Blue? Blue, yeah. Any kind of, like, specific blue? Like, dark blue, light blue, aquamarine? Baby blue.
Yeah, I like ocean blues.
Okay.
Sky blues, you
That's kind of like the one that I brought him, so that's perfect. Yeah.
I'll show you when we get done.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. I like the mold you got, too.
Thanks.
That's really cool.
I have a couple more, but...
If you want to learn how to make soap, I can show you.
Yes, I would love
It's really easy.
To learn.
I mean, it's not really that easy, because you got to use a bunch of calculators.
Yeah.
But
it's got to be very calculated.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty precise with your weights and measurements. But once you learn the process, you it's like cooking, but the hardest part is the math.
Oh, Gandhi, I love you. I don't math. Although I was an accountant, so I don't understand how that works.
You were
an
accountant?
Yeah, I was an accounting assistant and accountant, and I fucking hate math, but it was like the Jew was just coming out of me. Like, it was just oozing. Like, this is what this you're supposed to be doing.
In my DNA. That's hilarious. It's great.
Like, what am I doing?
I don't know.
It's all natural.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I just know how.
Started picking up the books and fucking.
You're good, bro. You're good.
What's up, bro?
What's up, man? You want to hop in?
You can jump in on the podcast if you want.
Oh, what's that?
He's trying to shower. He's over there, Mama. He's going to fall asleep in the shower, I think is what he's saying.
Oh, are you gonna... nap time, shower. Oh, shower, nap time. Wait, yeah.
I've done that.
I have too. Nap. Mostly when I was like depressed and like right? curling up in the shower.
Yeah, when I was growing up,
my mom
or drunk
would wake me up and I would go and shower before school in the morning and I would just... She would, like, keep trying to wake me up. I'd be like, whatever.
My life.
So I get up and go get in the shower, and I just turn the shower on and just fall asleep in the shower.
But yeah.
I can't do that now that I live with people because I don't know what filth is on that.
Yeah. On the bottom. Let's not.
I share a shower. I can't
that's what
shit.
Sucks, too, about living with people. Like, you know, like, you got to share and you got to respect each other's roles and, like, the way people are and how they do certain things. And, you know, like...
Not steal their laptops or anything.
Yeah, definitely not stealing. That's a big no.
Cause, sorry,
that's
not funny, dude.
I'm laughing about it.
But, like...
Bitch.
See, I... If you're fuck listening, your bitch. no, but like I was gonna be moving in with. I had a few friends hit me up to move in, but that's the thing. Like, you know, I love my friends so much, I really do, and I don't want to strain any relationship. Even though people are like, "Oh, if it's a real friendship, it'll continue through that." Well, no, I don't want to put my friendship through that in the first place. Like,
you kind of learn how to separate yourself.
I know, but I feel like friendships become different when you do that.
Well, I would rather have friends move in,
of course,
than people that I don't know.
And it does put a strain on it.
It does put a strain on it. I'm not going to lie. It does make things.
It can either strengthen it or weaken it. That's what I feel like.
Right.
Yeah, most of the time, it weakens.
And like what you said, if it does weaken and whatever, then it was never, you know, like.
It wasn't that strong of a friendship in the first place. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. It just brings out all this underlying stuff, and either you're gonna stop being friends in the same amount of time,
or cut your losses early.
Are you really gonna stay talking to your friend in a year, in 2 years?
Yeah. I mean, really, nowadays I've had people just fall off so quick.
I've had people just fall off, and nothing against them. It's just
you just grow. You outgrow people.
Grow in different ways,
and you have to keep going.
And you can still meet up with them, and it's fine. But you know, it's not the same.
Yeah.
You're not the same age. You're not chilling the same amount of time every weekend, drinking brews after work, kind of. It doesn't work like that anymore.
And I've noticed that so many people, like, I just turned 26, and it's so weird to say that.
Woo!
Yes.
Damn, I remember when I turned 26.
Gani's over here.
Back in the day, you still look like a baby, though.
Oh, thank you.
Gani's over here.
He's so
like,
handsome.
Back in my day, I had to walk 20 miles uphill.
Yeah.
In the rain.
Back in my day, you whippersnappers.
Just kidding. That's the name of my truck.
Whippersnapper.
After all these years.
After all these years, that's the name of your truck?
The whippersnapper.
The whippersnapper. Oh, fuck yeah. That's great. I love it. I dig it.
Blessed, actually. He just called it that one time.
Whippersnapper.
And I was like, you know what, bro? It's perfect. That's what I'm going to call it. So.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to like see your truck now. Is it the same truck you've had?
Same truck.
Oh, good old Betty. Good old whippersnapper.
Betty. That's what my dad called his truck. Betty or Betsy or something.
Yeah, mine was Betty White, the one before this one. And now it's Pambalam after Whoa, Black Betty, Pambalam. You know that one song?
No.
Because it's black. Yeah,
sorry.
Okay. It's all right. That's a classic rock song. You know, not many people know classic rock.
I don't know.
Anymore.
Maybe if I like heard the song,
yeah, you know, would know it. You would definitely know it.
It sounds vaguely familiar to me, but I listen to classic rock too.
I know you guys do. I'm just being an asshole. I know you listen to good music. Both of you do. I've actually learned a lot of good music from you specifically, Gandhi.
Cool.
Yeah.
I am honored.
Yeah.
Yeah, you played one time we were tripping on acid. You played
Mars Volta.
Yeah, you knew exactly where I was going with that. I was like, Mars Volta, I never listened to these guys tripping. It was fucking awesome.
Well, those guys are mind blowing.
Hence what I say, repeat again, Mom, stop listening. I tell her about all my acid trips. She's all like, Robbie, stop. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear these things.
Aww.
Love you, Mom.
Moms are the greatest.
I know you're still listening. Wish you wouldn't.
Love your mom.
Listen, I'm not gonna like filter myself.
No, because it's not gonna.
So
be...
my mom's just gonna hear it. Sorry, I don't really filter myself around her anyway. But still,
that's awesome though that you have that kind of relationship with your mom.
Yeah, no,
that's great.
Cool.
You know, I kind of envy that kind of relationship, like, you know, where people take that shit for granted, you know, where I see girls and their moms being like going out all the time, like on dates, like, and their best friends.
What the hell is that? Are you drooling?
This is slowly dripping out of your mouth.
Her hands are kicking in.
You need like mid sentence, like,
this
what?
Carmex, this Carmex just made me like, I don't know. Anyways, sorry about that. Thank God there's a guard. But anyways, yeah, I just envy those relationships. Not envy, but, you know, I wish I definitely had that kind
of relationship.
Their moms
are their best friends?
Moms and daughters that are, like, you know, best friends that go out on dates and can talk all the time.
You don't hear about that too much.
On dates?
What the hell happened? I can hear both my headphones.
Oh, yeah. I just touched it.
Good.
You can only hear the one? Yeah, it's always with the splitter. It's got.
I'll just touch it.
Rest assured, it's going through. It's
got the magic touch.
I got the magic touch.
Yeah.
I got the magic stick.
What's the baddest tricks? Hey. Fish for a whale. Got a ship up out of it. What's that I just saw? A platypus? Nah, maybe it's a rat crawling, flailing its paws. Or a baby dragon just dragging its claws. Doesn't really matter because it's Saturday, so look that away. 3 o'clock matinee. Let's collaborate.
Cat-a-day.
And I'll pay you back soon with a crazy rap tune. But for now, I'm just gazing at the moon. That's the Flowbots.
Good job.
Platypus, their early stuff. Back before they did the Handlebar song.
Oh, really. Okay.
Or it was on the like the first version of that, the first album.
I'll have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I think the
good old days, the
last podcast I did with AJ, I opened the podcast with the Flowbot song.
Very nice.
Nice.
Yeah, listened to them for years. Fucking love them.
Oh man. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see.
So that weather, right? It's hot out, huh? oceans, yeah. Sandy the squirrel. Yeah, living under.
What was I gonna say? No, I really did have something important to talk about.
You're talking about moms and stuff.
Oh no. Also, did you hear about today? How what's his name? Bounty Hunter.
His wife died.
His wife died.
Throat cancer.
Yeah. Well, after like battling for like 2 years with throat cancer, she finally passed away today.
Yeah, Ryan and I were just talking about how it's never funny. It's never funny to joke about
esophageal cancer.
Lung cancer, because every time I go to joke about it, it just gets caught up in my throat.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Nice. Well done. Well done.
She had 14 grandchildren, though.
It took a couple hours to put that joke together, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I was working it out in my head the whole time, waiting for the opportunity.
I do that. Like, I'll wait for the perfect moment, and then, you know, it's, like, years in my head, and it'll finally come out, like, finally a good moment.
Yep.
Everybody won't laugh except for me.
I had my shot. Oh, I'm laughing so
sometimes
hard.
Sometimes those are the best laughs, though.
Yeah.
You know.
I want to dabble into stand-up comedy at some point in my life.
Oh, yeah?
Because I've got a handful of jokes, like, in my head that I can put together and somehow, like, string them together to lead one into the other. I got to sit down and really work it out. But I would love to go up on stage and fucking crack them out.
You should try some, like, impersonations.
No, it's not me.
I mean, you don't have to, like, sound exactly like them, but, you know, some people sound funny trying to sound like somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And it just sounds ridiculous, and then that's just, like, one thing to laugh at.
Yeah.
That'd be good to, like, I mean, just a practice with, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not a comedian, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but, you know.
Well, you're full of the pun jokes, so.
I've got all the puns.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you can.
You ever try to eat a clock?
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's time consuming.
I didn't want to steal your thunder.
Oh, you could have been all right. That's cool. I'll set you up for that one.
But, oh.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, man. Yeah, so.
Don't even say it. Don't say it.
Don't say what?
So, about that weather.
No. I was just going to talk about the weather. Now, going to the gym, it's really cool. I started doing that recently because of Rockville, seeing Tool, tripping on acid.
I'm so jealous.
Mom?
I'm sure that was fucking insane.
I already told my mom. Look, I cut my hair and I told my mom, like, look, this acid trip changed me. She's like, I don't want to hear that. I'm like, I want to cut my hair and like this and that and that. And that. But all she heard was like, you want to cut your hair?
I'll pay for it. Really? Like, how did it change you?
It was on some hard-ass concrete.
Yeah, that's true.
It was on some hard-ass concrete.
Standing there for a long fucking time, man.
And
standing there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Just standing on hard-ass concrete for a couple of hours, tripping on acid itself was enough to change me, but then seeing Tool fucking blast my soul away and split it into a million pieces.
Yeah.
That was pretty intense. But the okay, so it all kind of worked together, right? Like,
were you tripping, Gandhi?
Yeah. But I was in a different scenario.
Okay.
Do you want to just tell the full story? We got half an hour left. I'm sure we can fit it all.
Really?
In.
The full story of what, when we tripped, or the Rockville?
I can't trip on acid. Weekend. I wish I could, but I can't.
Really? Why not?
Because only like the first time when I tripped on acid, it was real deal shit, and that was the only time it was great. And I, every time afterwards, I feel like I was chasing that, you know, that feeling. But it was just a bad trip every time. Every time.
Where were you doing it?
I was with good people or by myself. Like, I tried it in different scenarios, you know what I'm saying, just to see, like, if it would change it. But every time, it was just not fun. But shrooms, I like shrooms. I can do shrooms.
That's good. Yeah. Sometimes, like, I don't know. I like them both. They just hit you different.
I feel like I'm the more intensity. In
the intensity with mushrooms is a little more like
somebody's phone's going off
for me. Like, I don't know.
Interruption to the studio.
Well, when I agree to do anything like that, like a hallucinogen specifically, I don't know. I just gotta be like ready for it. Like, I can't just, like,
Can we pause? Can I just pause?
I can't try to pull myself out of a bad mood. You know, I need to be, like, ready for it.
Can I pause real quick?
Hold on.
I'm back from a quick seamless break. Sorry, go ahead.
So, whether I'm doing, like, mushrooms or LSD, either one, I don't know. I just gotta, I don't know. I can't, like, invade my mood, you know? Yeah. I gotta be, like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Or like, it's been a good day. Or I don't
positive.
Know.
Positive.
I'm feeling good in life, you know, kind
it's
of thing.
It's kind of, it's bubbly thing. You just got to keep laughing and everything. Like, this is great.
Yeah, you know, just you got to be with good people or like watching movies, you know, to help take your mind off of it.
I can't do that.
I can't
take my mind off of it. I can't watch movies.
I can't do electronics. I don't like doing electronics when I'm tripping.
Same.
Huh. I've never tried electronics, but
I've had to.
Like TV or like, you know. Oh, phone
like that.
Or,
oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
I like to just put that stuff away.
I love how my phone distorts whenever I'm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh shit.
I can't stare at my phone, but I've had to use it to coordinate with people.
Yeah.
To like, we all need to regroup here, meet up here, where'd you guys go kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is fucking difficult.
I'm sure. Yeah, you don't realize you're on the phone for like an hour. And you're like thinking you're only like a couple minutes on the phone, but you're just sitting there staring at it like, what the fuck?
I think over the years, maybe I've gotten a better head about me with dealing with it and doing that kind of thing. Or maybe I always kind
of keep
my dose kind of low. But I can kind of, if I have an objective that I need to accomplish and I know what that is and that's my purpose at that moment, I won't find it too difficult to navigate through my phone screen to get to the proper person to message and then be able to type up. You know, the difficult part comes in, like, what am I going to say?
Yeah. Yeah, like, fuck.
What was I going to say? Damn, man, I'm typing.
Okay, so you guys were going to talk about the...
The Rockville thing?
Oh, yes,
perfect
Rockville.
Example to, like, put what I'm talking about, what we're all talking about, into play, because this festival put... at least me to the test and what I can handle tripping for sure.
Only the tripping part
or it's like a the, lot the of whole people. Weekend that was a lot
oh
of people.
Oh the whole for weekend me, there was a lot of putting me to the test the weekend
yeah,
itself
the
too.
whole weekend there were so many like ups and downs. There was a
meltdown girl
like every fucking morning.
What the fuck? Meltdown girl.
I'm unstable, you know. I don't know why.
I could only imagine who that
so
was.
So there was right. that and yeah. then and then we had the two rainy days where like everybody's
shit.
Tent blew over,
dude. It's
our tent. Yeah,
fuck. Like, yeah, no, I heard about that. I was really worried about everybody out there.
But on the same thing,
some Woodstock shit.
It put everybody on the same page, like everybody that was there for the festival. Yeah, it humbled everybody and just put
you
everybody on
the same
together,
page. Need to work together kind of ordeal,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that, yeah. And then, when it was time for the music to start, everybody just was kind of like in the same, you know,
which, by the way,
state.
Got delayed by like 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, man, that sucks.
Yeah, on the day we dropped.
It was fun, man.
On the day we took the acid, it was the day that it stormed.
Oh man.
The second day. The second and the worst day.
I think it was the third day.
It was the worser day.
It was the third day.
It rained 2 days.
Your trip lasted that long? Or did you re-drop?
No, here's what happened. It rained first before we dropped.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. And that was on the first day.
No, this was the last day.
Yeah, okay. You dropped on the last day.
Okay, so the first day we got there. Uh-huh. We got there late. And this is going to be an ongoing series. Stay tuned to the podcast because the whole story will last multiple podcasts. This is no way we can get this out in the next 20 minutes, but we'll tell the tripping part, but just a short teaser on the story to come of the whole weekend. We got there late at night on a Thursday night and they were not fucking taking people into the campground.
Like they said they would. Yeah, like the sign, like the website said they would.
It's open. Campgrounds are open 24/7.
Right. Yeah.
Right, quote, quote.
Cool. Oh, my God.
We showed up. They closed the gates.
And you're already, like, excited and anxiety-filled, and then,
We've got three cars. We've got three cars. My truck, Shorty's van, and our buddy Chip's SUV.
Right.
Packed full of people and stuff.
Yeah. And I'm sure y'all are ready to get the line up at the gate,
and they're like, you gotta come back at 8 a.m.
It was 7.
Oh, my gosh. It was
7 a.m.
Yeah.
So we had to drive around to find a stretch of road where we can all park and tailgate. Like, Chip set up his tent. Like, we were just all fucking chilling. And
there were gates, like a big gate surrounding the area, the campground.
Yeah, and we were on the border.
There was the back street, the street on the other side of the gate. Where we just wound up staying.
Which the campground overnight. Was just in a grassy parking
super
lot.
Super uncomfortable, man.
I'm sure.
Tailgaters parking lot, it was called. So there's no trees or anything. It was just an open field.
Gotcha.
So and then, I think I fell asleep around like 4 something in the morning. You know?
I'm sure it was hard to fall asleep. Anyways,
wake up 2 hours later.
I know. Because we got to set up, you know, and get in before we lose our spots. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm thinking, hey, you know, we can set up and, you know, catch up on some rest.
Yeah.
But we set up and we don't rest.
Yeah.
We don't catch any rest. And then we go. It was a long day that Friday. The first day was a long fucking day. And then Korn was the last show. Fuck yeah.
Was it good?
Dude, it was fucking epic. One of the best times of my life.
I was like, fuck that. I'm going home.
I mean, I got to mosh a little bit, but like after the first song, I was just like fucking done. I was like, fuck, how do people do this?
It's a lot, man. Whenever I went to Earth Day Birthday, like that was my first concert. Earth Day Birthday.
Oh, yeah,
this
you
year.
Said that, man. That's awesome.
That was my first concert.
Yeah. How do you live 26 years and that's your first concert?
I don't know. You know, better later than never, I guess.
Yeah. I guess.
And thankfully, I got VIP tickets, which was great.
Yeah, that's good for your first time.
I was bougie as hell for my first freaking time, thanks to my homegirl. Shout out to Crystal. Love you.
Shout out.
Crystal.
Getting her podcast going,
Same
too.
Crystal.
Yeah, same her? Crystal. Oh, okay. Yeah, she wants to start a podcast too, and I was telling her
I'll bring her out, man.
Yeah. I'll even put her on. I'll give her some microphones, let her come here and record.
Yeah, that would be dope. I would really like her to join in with us like one time, you know, because she's definitely trying to get it going. She's been listening to a few podcasts and has her little, you know, shindig that she wants to do. Aww, little baby. Jesus.
Here we go with
little
the puppies.
Pooches.
Little babies. I love them.
All right, and then what happened the second day? The second day there was no rain. The second day there was no rain. But it was hot as fuck, dude.
Was it humid?
I was watching. Yeah, it was humid. So I was watching bands, and I literally like had to rotate every fucking like 5 minutes. I felt like a rotisserie chicken.
Oh no, man! You're sitting still.
I was trying to watch the bands, right? Oh, and then my back would just start cooking, and then I'd have to like turn my back, and then I'm like headbanging with my.
Yeah.
You know, my back towards the band and shit.
Oh my gosh. Fried damn, chicken hot, Gandhi. Bro.
Yeah. It was nuts. It was either crispy. It was either
nice
hot,
and crispy.
Humid, or fucking storming, pouring rain.
You had the whole shebang. You had the whole shebang.
Yeah, it was an experience, man.
For sure. That's what it sounds
even,
like.
Even before the LSD trip, you know, it was
sounds one like big, a long, natural elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool, though, because you learn what you're made of.
Yeah.
Or you learn about other people, too.
Yeah, what yeah. they're made of.
Who not to spend your time around.
Yeah,
like for real. Eliminating people from your life that like just don't hold up, that aren't strong, can't withstand, that aren't doing anything for you.
You know, that's one thing when you're going to shows and stuff like that. You want to have like the right kind of people with you. Like,
right.
you know.
Who are you going to enjoy it with?
Yeah, exactly. You want to make sure you're bringing the right energy, really, exactly. the right energy with you.
That's the important thing, man.
It can really fuck shit up if you don't.
Yeah. It's like I'm getting older now, and I realize that I don't have time for bullshit. I don't have tolerance for that shit.
Low tolerance. No tolerance.
It's like, sorry, if you're not getting on board and moving in the same direction as me, you can just get the fuck out. Exit to the left. Go get out.
It's like people to the gift shop, who leave. Have been doing the same shit for fucking 10 years, like high school shit. Like, wait, we're adults now. Like,
yeah.
You know, I know I've done some shit in my life. Like,
could you not have a meltdown in public, please?
Yeah. Every morning.
Like a tantrum?
Every morning. Oh. She was
temper tantrums. Like,
oh, my God.
About just about anything. Like, you guys don't care about me. Like, dude, we're
there's
all
a fucking ant on the floor.
We're like, on vacation. We're on vacation. We are trying to sleep in, catch up on some rest.
She blamed us. She was like, you guys know I'm unstable. Why'd you bring me?
What?
yeah
next time bring me, because I'm definitely
please come with
stable
us.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say completely you're
more
stable
than
but I am more stable. I don't think
yeah no nah, you're definitely more stable than
yeah
girl.
I had no tolerance towards the end, like,
I'm sure that ruined it,
dude,
shit.
You know, I laughed so fucking hard
after the trip changed me, and I came back and she was just me like, you let me sleep through Tool. And I was all like, you chose to sleep through Tool.
Just
and she was
get
like,
the fuck away like, from yeah. me.
How could you? Like, you know that. I'm like,
oh, my God.
No, this is, nope.
Like,
but you know what blew my mind, dude? Is when we got back, she's like, oh, I'd seen Tool before. Like it wasn't the worst thing. Like,
she didn't care.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my God. Did she literally, like, out of all her fucking freakouts, did she just, like, brush this off and not let it? You know, actually let it go. Anyways, so
that's fucking insane.
I was
though.
Relieved actually when she said that.
I'm sorry you guys had to deal with that.
But as we were getting back though, because Ryan was still tripping, she started tripping out, flipping out.
Was she doing anything?
No, she was just
hungover. Maybe
she was just probably hungover.
Okay.
Sure. But she started going off, and then Ryan was like, no, I'm tripping too hard. I'm not going through this right now.
Yeah. I can see Ryan trying to just chill the fuck out, you know? Or everybody just trying to chill, and then that's such a fucking vibe killer.
Yeah, but that was, the last night was also the funnest night.
Dude, oh, man. All right, so the hard-ass concrete, tripping balls.
Asphalt.
Like, asphalt.
Yeah.
So Tool is a trip in itself, and their music is trippy, and it's going to take you on a journey. But when you're going through this journey, standing on this hard-ass concrete, you get like a fucked up back, or so you think, and you got back problems. Like, your muscles start to tense in a way that like aligns your spine, and everything hurts, but then you're just kind of like moving to adjust, and like your spine kind of slowly aligns, and you get to this point where you kind of like push it all out. Everything doesn't really hurt anymore, but it's all tense.
It's like all the toxicity, like, just kind of pushes out of your body in an energy kind of form. I don't know.
It was more like,
like, I know what you're
saying. I realized that there were certain weaknesses within me that were causing me pain.
Yes.
And I was able to strengthen.
Okay. I like that. You know, like, tripping definitely has helped me in a lot of different aspects, like, find certain things about myself and about others and about the world. And, you know, I definitely recommend it to everybody to do it at least once. Just once.
I don't recommend it to everybody.
Not not spontaneously. It has to be planned out.
Do your research.
And typically do like microdosing to like start out the first time. Because you don't know how your body is going to feel.
Go balls to the wall your first
time.
Okay,
don't listen to Dolan. You know, like, take it, be smart about it. Like he said, do your research.
Puppies.
But yeah, definitely you find something about yourself through tripping that you wouldn't typically just come across out in the world like you regularly are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to sit down and do a podcast where it's just solely telling this long story. We're going to have to get
most of us
together.
We'll get Ryan and Casey in it.
Because we got four mics. If we get... Oh, those puppies are going crazy. They're hungry. Yeah. So I gotta go take care of that.
We're gonna have to cut it.
Yeah, it's only a little short.
No worries.
We're almost there towards the end, maybe 10 minutes or so.
No worries.
I like to keep them at least an hour. I got nothing against it going longer usually, but I need to take care of the puppies because they're out here in the fucking living room next to the podcast room, and it's. Well, so this is definitely a story to come. I teased it a little bit on the last podcast I put out, and now this one. You get a little bit more of the story.
Get a little taste.
And then eventually we'll take you through a chronological, the experience that we went through. Yeah,
from different points of view.
From different points of view.
Yeah, because
topping with.
I'm pretty sure there's still some little details from other people's trips that I haven't heard yet.
Topping it with the acid trip. Because that was definitely the icing on the cake.
Dude, the acid trip was so much fun,
listening
bro.
To people's acid trips. It's so intriguing.
Let me tell you, man. I've seen Tool tripping every time that I've seen Tool, which was prior to this 5 times. So I've seen them 5 times tripping every time in a stadium. Well, I saw them once in a festival before this, which was cool. It's a whole other story, but...
Yeah, we'll have to
this one
do
was,
that.
This one was different though because the asphalt and it's hard to explain how different it was because of that asphalt. It was a huge difference.
I think it was also unique because it was such a long build-up over the years.
Oh true, that too.
You know,
last festival I saw them at, I'd seen them 4 times that or 3 other times that year. So
when did they put out 10,000 days?
Oh, that was 2006 I think.
Fuck.
Wow, so it was a buildup of all those years.
Yeah.
It's new music. They played new music.
Well, like two songs? Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 songs? Yeah.
Invincible and Descending.
Yeah.
And Descending, like the updated version with lyrics and everything.
But you were saying it was a buildup for you, Gandhi, because it was just...
Because I never got to see them tripping.
Yeah. I'm sure that was a...
And they're definitely one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, and I know you like them a lot.
So there's a Tool poster in this room.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I'm sure it was like a really like amazing experience for you because like you said, you love them so much. And not only that, you were tripping. So it was just like a fucking...
Yeah,
like
my...
Bam!
My emotions were very like intense. Like any, like all my good
the
feelings.
The vibrations.
Yeah, like just all my feelings were intense, which was mostly good.
Which
is
funny because we had set up tents, but nobody really stayed in the tents.
I'm sure.
Yeah. we'll talk about that
wasn't
on
really,
the next one.
It wasn't really in tents, but you know.
Like camping. But yeah, we'll definitely have to get into that next podcast.
Yeah, so if you're listening and you don't know anything about Tool, and you're a follower of the podcast, go listen to 46 and 2, Third Eye, and Right in 2 by Tool. And just those songs. Listen to those songs. And you'll get a little bit better of an idea of what we're talking about, especially if you've done acid before. But if you've done acid before and haven't listened to Tool, you're fucking slacking.
I'm slacking, I guess. Whoops.
Or mushrooms or gotten a high or whatever. Eat an edible and go listen to Tool. It's cool, too.
Yeah.
Tool is
sure.
cool.
Tool is cool.
Yeah, make a shirt like that. Right. All right.
Yeah, love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Oh, and one more thing. Please go check out my page on Facebook. Orchid Sister Oils and Herbs. And I'll love you guys forever. I love questions.
Is there a URL to that? Can you just search that? How do you find it?
Like, just go on. I'm about to set up an Etsy too, but that's going to be a little bit like.
I'll link it in on goodcleantalks.com.
Okay. Yeah.
On this website, on the link for this podcast.
Okay.
So
yeah.
So come back and click on this in a couple months. I'll link the Etsy in.
Okay. For sure. All right. That would be dope. Yeah, guys. Well,
can I link in like your Instagram? Or a way to find your Instagram so people were.
It's only on my Facebook right now. I only have a Facebook business page.
You have a Twitter?
I do not.
I don't.
I know. I know.
It's an easy way for people you don't know to find you.
Okay.
I wouldn't want everybody to go into my Facebook, but I.
It's not my Facebook. It's not my personal Facebook. It's a page specifically for my business.
Okay, so one more time, what is it called?
Orchid Sister Oils and Herbs.
Orchid Sister
Oils and Herbs. Yes.
Go check it out.
Go check it out.
Like, subscribe.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yes. Bye. Like, are we like Backstreet Boys right now?
Bye.
Is that
NSYNC? Oh God, we're so old.
Who cares?
Same fucking guys.
They both suck.
Oh my gosh, don't say that about my babies.
you don't even know who they
Actually,
are.
Actually, I do. My mom's friends with Joey from NSYNC.
Who?
Yeah, Joey from NSYNC. I know you don't know who he is.
I know who it is.
But yeah, he's a really cool guy, Joey Mahone.
He actually seems like a cool dude.
Yeah,
he is. Like one of the most down to earth.
He's very laid back.
Next to Timberlake.
He's very sweet. Very sweet guy. But anywho, yeah, it was great. It was great doing this podcast with you, man.
Hell yeah, come back anytime. We'll do this frequently. I'm trying to do this once a week.
Yes.
Regular on the weekly.
Yeah, on the weekly.
That's where I was going with that. I currently have nothing to promote yet.
But you can get there, though.
Things to come.
I'm doing macrame. That'll be on the next podcast.
What is that?
Macrame is like, God, you have to look it up. Look up macrame, and that'll show you what it is. But it's pretty much the threading of twine to make certain.
Did you ever watch Lost?
fuck, very briefly.
You didn't watch the end then?
No. Okay. I just heard they were all dead. That's
everybody dies.
Everybody.
Yeah. That sounds
YOLO.
That's my number one spoiler for YOLO. Like every morning or every movie or show.
Everybody dies, kiddo.
Yeah.
That's funny because that is a Lost spoiler, but not really because everybody does die.
Skirt.
Yeah, but on the last season, one of the characters, the demigods for the whole show, Jacob, is making one of those macrames. He's got like yarn that comes down, and then he weaves it through to make a pattern.
That's what I'm doing right now. That's really cool.
That's got to be really time consuming.
It is.
Like eating a clock.
Exactly, like eating a clock. Oh my gosh. Yes, exactly, like eating a clock. But it's so much fun. It's so much fun. And I'm learning and I'm making, sorry, Gandhi.
No,
and I'm making my mom a present, actually.
Aww.
So, yeah.
You gotta take pictures of that. What's up with your Insta? You're gonna get an Insta, dude.
I have an Instagram for myself, not for my.
Oh, business. So you gotta get people to follow you so you can promote your businesses on there.
Yeah. I'm getting there. It's just been a rough road.
No, you're making excuses.
No.
Excuses. You got this.
There are bumps. Yeah, there are bumps in
it's
the road.
It's all smooth sailing.
But if you're asking me, what am I doing with my life?
I
have so many excuses. You'll hear excuse. I'll give you an excuse.
All right, let's hear it.
No, I'm good.
That's an excuse.
Well, yeah, right. Like, no, thank you. I can't right now. Maybe later, though. I don't know.
Oh, man. Well.
Oh, so we were going to cut it short, but we actually.
Yeah, that's why.
We hit the time. So,
yeah, very nice. Okay. Well, it was good. Good clean talks, literally. But love you guys. Thanks for listening. You know, really appreciate it. But like I said, we got to do this more often.
Yeah,
I'm down. I'm definitely down.
Yeah, it's nice to speak our minds and and share our thoughts.
Just be with, and to just be, you know, like with real ass people. Like, you know, I haven't, it's hard.
It's really interesting because you don't get a chance to sit down with people and for at least an hour.
And just talk.
Just talk. Don't look at your phones or be distracted
that's
by something.
That's not a thing anymore.
Like, I'm going to go outside and smoke a cigarette. I'm going to go inside because I'm done smoking. Like, I'm going to hang out this way. I'm going to hang out that way. Like two or three people sitting down and actually having a solid conversation. That's what I love about podcasting.
Like,
is because
deep
I can
talks.
Get people and actually come in and have conversations with
not
them.
Not just small talk.
Right.
Not just small talk.
Right. And then it's like those lulls in conversation. Like, oh, we're on the spot. We have to find something to say. We can't just fucking like look down at our phones and then get stuck in it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You look up the other person's on their phone. They're like, oh, I had something to say, but they're at their phones. Oh, I'll just wait for them to finish. And then
it's a whole thing.
And you look back at your phone and they're done. Like, why is this person not paying attention to me? And then
before
you know, it's like, all right, bro, I'm going home. Or, or like, we always
like crack these beers what the hangouts are nowadays is people go to somebody's house and literally just stare at their phones the whole time. That's a hangout.
That's
boring,
now. I'm fine with that though.
Yes,
most of the time.
Yes,
it's
but
cool,
like,
but
I don't know. Like, I miss like actually like doing fun things and talking and like listening to music, like, you know, just conversing
fun.
And like actually having meaningful conversations with people is such a rare thing.
Yeah.
Meaningful time spent.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I got the candle burning in the middle, you know.
Yeah. So beautiful.
You got to talk about one of your rituals next time.
I will.
Like how you do it.
I'll get into that.
Get
I'll bring my book. I'll bring my book.
Read your chant. See if you can enchant the listeners
book of spells.
Or some shit.
Yeah, I'll enchant you guys. Oh, that was cute. After
damn
my,
Gandhi, bro. What?
That sounds so much grosser in your ears. It's like.
it just escaped you.
I heard,
huh?
I just heard like the
you're
details of it.
Right? That was me. I'm kidding.
All
right. Thanks for coming on. I'm Good Clean Dolan. You can find me on Instagram at Good Clean Dolan. that's who I am.
And I'm Sam.
Hey. So by the time you listen to this, maybe go to goodcleantalks.com and click on some of the ads that are on that page.
All right.
Maybe.
Or don't
do it.
Just kidding. Well, or do actually do it, please.
Well, I say maybe because I'm not sure if there's. I know there's not ads on it right now. I'm trying to get that going.
Oh, okay.
I wonder there are.
Yeah, there should be. There was a Once Upon a Time, and hopefully will be again an Amazon ad. And just go and like save that to your bookmarks. And then whenever you go to buy shit from Amazon, because you're gonna do that anyway, go to that link to buy your shit. Because
there's a discount.
Good shit.
No.
Oh, okay.
But you're going to use Amazon anyway, right?
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
You're listening
to
this podcast.
You're right.
You're listening an hour in. You must love me, right? If you love me, do this.
All right. All right. You're right.
And if you don't, you can just stop listening.
This is true.
I'm kidding.
But don't stop listening.
Do what you will. Do what you won't. It's not even up right now as of recording this. Hopefully, it will be by the time we're done. But I heard that.
I want to smoke.
I want to smoke, too.
A cigarette.
All right.
Because I don't smoke weed.
Love anymore. You guys. I'm going to close with the song. So,
oh, is it a sing-along?
Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Much
it was
love.
Supposed to be my karaoke
Kumbaya.
Night, but...
Blessed be everybody, all my Wiccans out there.
Play the fucking song.
Hey. Yeah. I'm close with 46 and 2. Hopefully I can get away with this on iTunes. I think so. It's not on YouTube or anything, so it should be alright.
He does not own the rights to this song.
Yeah, I don't own this. This is Tool. 46 and 2. Tripping with the visuals in the background. Shadows,
Yeah. But yeah, dude, I've been doing the karaoke nights, dude. Majority of the songs I sing are Tool and Perfect Circle.
Oh, I want to come and do
dude,
it.
It's so much fun, bro. It's my new shit, dude.
Can you sing along to this?
I sang Anima. I sang Sober.
Let's do karaoke right now, bro. Can you do this one?
I sang
Can you do it right now? Consuming the outside turning in. I wanna feel the metamorphosis. Cleansing I've been doing in. My shadow change is coming. Now is my time. Listen to my muscle memory. Got to play what I've been clinging to. 46 and 2 ahead of me. I choose to live and to grow. Take and give and to move. Learn and love and to cry. Kill and die and to paranoid and true. I hate and fear and true. Do what it takes to go through. I choose to live or to die. Kill and guarantee. Die learning love and to do what it takes to step through.
You got it. It's hilarious when you take off the microphones, but... But you're...
Do a weekly podcast karaoke.
Dude, the solo's so badass live, bro. Oh my god, dude, every time,
they
dude.
They change it up, too. It's so great.
I remember the first time I saw Tool, they had a guest drummer for the solo.
Yeah, there's Dan Carey and another dude.
Yeah, they were battling.
I saw that happen, too.
Yeah, you said you were there.
Yeah, 2012, right?
Yeah.
Quickly talks things for listening. Love you all.